As New York City continues to double down on its efforts to head off a second surge of the coronavirus, statistics just released show what a serious toll the initial wave of the virus had on FDNY's response times to life-threatening medical emergencies. With us now is WBGO's Bob Henley, who covers the New York City Fire Department for the Chief Leader. He's going over the numbers and discussing their implications. Thanks for joining us, Bob. So what's the source for this information? And what are the top-line data points that grabbed your eye?
Well, Doug, this is all based on the Mayor's Management Report, which is put out annually and tracks the performance of all city agencies. And the data point that I was really quite shocked by was the end-to-end time, response time for FDNY ambulances. That is the time that elapses from when a call first comes in for someone who's seeking an ambulance and when that ambulance actually arrives. And what we saw in fiscal year 2020, which just ended at the end of June, we saw that response time was on average 10 minutes and 19 seconds. That's up almost a full minute from the year before.
So what do officials attribute the spike in response to?
Well, according to the Mayor's Management Report, there was an unprecedented demand on the EMS system during the peak months of the COVID crisis. And that was exacerbated by high levels of medical leave, which we talked about, among EMS employees. At its peak, more than a quarter, Doug, of the EMT and paramedic personnel workforce, around 4,000 people, were on medical leave, causing a reduction in fielded ambulances. That's a direct quote. And so it was a combination of this increased volume and then also the fact that the hospitals themselves were in crisis and there were people that were, the facilities themselves that were going to be taking in these cases were also overwhelmed.
What have you been hearing from the firefighters and paramedics who have been on the front lines of this pandemic? Do they have some ideas on how to improve these response times?
Well, first off, what I'm hearing from the unions, particularly the local 2507, which represents the paramedics, and local 3621, which represents EMS officers, is that this really shows the city cannot afford to move ahead with what was reported as 400 layoffs in their ranks. That would be 10% of the workforce. And if they've got bad response times now, a 10% force reduction would be catastrophic. Add to that that at the end of this reporting period, New York City was helped out by 250 ambulances that came from outside the region from the United States. It was funded by FEMA. And so they would make the argument now that this is not the time to cut back at all. The other thing I'm hearing from both firefighters and from EMTs is that the city needs to develop a better way of triaging these calls as they're coming in. Because one of the things that I hear often is that EMTs and even fire companies are responding to non-life-threatening events. And the problem is that, particularly if it's in the case of a fire company, they'll respond and have to stay there. Often they arrive ahead of EMTs. And if it's not a case where they have to administer CPR, and for which there is justification for them staying on the scene, they can be stuck in a situation where the case is not at all something that requires even medical attention until an EMT arrives. In the meantime, a fire alarm could actually come in for a structural fire, and that would spell real trouble.
The last time we spoke, Bob, Mayor Bill de Blasio still had plans to lay off 22,000 city workers, including some first responders. So where is that issue now?
Well, initially he had said that it could come any day. There's a requirement that the city notice the unions 30 days before these layoffs would take place. And October 1st was theoretically when these layoffs were supposed to take effect. The mayor kind of put that in abeyance after the Municipal Labor Committee asked for him to hold off. There are continuing to be talks between the city and the unions. And most importantly, the unions are pressing the city's case up in Albany to increase the city's borrowing capacity by $5 billion. And there's also some sign just in the last couple of days that Speaker Pelosi has managed to get some movement on another round of stimulus for local city and state governments. And that had been one of the things that de Blasio said he'd have to have in hand in order to put off the layoffs. Now, Speaker Pelosi is trying to jumpstart these talks with Senate Republican Majority Leader McConnell. by cutting in half the request that she had originally for the state and city and county local aid. It's now somewhere shy of $500 billion. But the bottom line is that this really can't wait until the election. If there isn't something forthcoming from Washington, what you'll see is a continuation of the layoffs at the local level. We've already seen some 1.5 million public workers laid off right at the time that we're trying to brace for a second wave of this pandemic.
As always, WBGO's Bob Henley, thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
Thanks for having me.